This is Living the RV Dream, episode 145 for Friday, May 29th, 2020.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, happy travelers around the world. Part-timers, full-timers, boondockers, weekend warriors, van dwellers. By the way, this episode is sponsored, is brought to you by Amazon Camper Force. And I'll tell you more about it in a little bit here. Thank you for listening. If it is your first time here, my name is Robert Morales, full-time YouTuber, part-time RVer, broadcasting to you from my home office, also known as Pelican Headquarters in Miami, Florida, Flagami, which is a neighborhood of Miami, by the way. And, you know, very happy because the summer 2020 road trip, the new season, is starting to shape up pretty well. And today, by the way, no interviews, nothing like that. It's just going to be a Robert show for you guys. I'm going to read some of your email, maybe some of your voicemail. By the way, if you want to leave me a voicemail, just go to travelingrobert.com and there's a button that says talk to me. And you don't really get to talk to me, but you get to leave me a message, and I get to play it here on the podcast, and that would be really good, really cool. There's also a link to the mailing list, which is basically a newsletter that I don't do it every week, by the way, I should. But, you know, every other week or so, I'll send you an email with updates about what's going on and all that good stuff. Let me see, where do I start? We have several reservations here, and now actually probably every weekend in June we're going to be doing something. I wanted to go to see the SpaceX launch. I'm kind of glad I didn't go because it got scrubbed, but it's either going back up this Saturday or this Sunday, weather permitting, and I'm going to be at a campground kind of closer to that Cape Canaveral area, so I might be able to get a glimpse, you know, at the SpaceX. You know, it's very exciting. It is the first timing. Is it 9 years? I know I went to the last one, and the last one they did it on my 40th birthday, by the way, and it's almost going to be now my 49th birthday, so it's been 9 years since the last ever space shuttle. And this is not this aircraft, or spacecraft rather, is not as spectacular, not nearly as spectacular as the space shuttle used to be. But it looks very modern, and the new spacesuits look very cool, and maybe I'll get to see it this weekend. I'm not going to say exactly where we're going, but right now I have one weekend in the Keys. We're going for 1 weekend back to Matlashay Island, and the other two are state parks in Florida. And really excited to be on the road again. And I've been doing some more upgrades. There's going to be a video coming up soon. Today, by the way, I record this one day ahead. So I'm recording this is Thursday, May 28th, the day before we leave for our maiden voyage on Minitini 2, the new Winnebago Micro Mini 1708 FB, which I got. You know, as part of being a brand ambassador for Winnebago. And I was, you know, like, I saw that the Winnebago had this plate in the back that said Voyager, pre-wired, this and that. And I'm like, And I spoke to Adam at Winnebago. You know, Adam and Cassie, they've been great. They're my contacts on Winnebago, basically. And Joel, which is the general manager. I spoke to Adam. He's a product manager. I told him, you know, is there any way you guys can send me it's pre-wired for a backup camera, and I haven't used one. I've never used one on the trailer, and I've gotten pretty good at backing the thing up, you know, and even parallel parked it at downtowns and stuff, as you probably seen in some videos. But you know, Ely is always telling me that it would be great to have a camera. You know, it's safer, you know, just in case somebody decides to walk behind the trailer at the moment where I'm backing up. Yesterday I received it. I installed it today. It works well. It's wireless. for transmitting the signal, the TV signal, to a monitor in the cockpit of the truck, of the pickup truck in the cabin. But back there, the trailer comes pre-wired with a jack, and it's just, you know, you just plug it in. And then the four screws that were holding the plate, they're the same four screws that will hold the camera. And all you have to do is, you know, you have to connect the truck, you know, with the umbilical, with the cable, and turn on the lights. And once you turn on the lights, it powers the camera, which is connected to the tail lights of the trailer. It's the same circuit. So that's how you power it up. And it works well. It works well. I haven't used it yet backing up, but I tested it out. I made a video, and that video is either going to come out this Wednesday or the following Wednesday, because this weekend I'm also shooting a video. It's going to be kind of a tutorial on towing, and we're going to talk about truck tow capacity and pin weight and GVRW and some tips on how to backing the trailer into a site. And all sorts of good stuff. And I'm going to talk about weight distribution, hitches, and anti-sway, and ways to prevent it. And it turns out that you can also help prevent sway by balancing the weight inside the trailer. You know, you don't put all your heavy stuff towards the back, and that kind of thing. Very, very interesting. I've been learning a lot. Even though I've been towing for 6 years, you know, almost six years, you always learn something new. Now about the trip north, I want to spend some time in the Florida Panhandle. By some time, I mean maybe a week or so. And then I'm going to head up to Georgia. I want to visit Providence Canyon, State Park, but I was looking at it, and the campground they have at Providence Canyon, apparently it's only tents. Providence Canyon, by the way, they call it the Grand Canyon of Georgia. It's supposed to be very beautiful, and by the way, with the current situation in the social distancing, they're only allowing a certain number of people in the park at a time. So I should arrive early, and even though they don't have camping, there's camping at a nearby park, which my computer is now taking a long time to load, but it's called Florence Marina State Park. I haven't made a reservation yet because I saw it was pretty wide open, but I'm going to make a reservation soon there because I want to go. That's going to be probably early July. Yeah, Providence Canyon has been one of those places that people have recommended for many, many, many years, I want to say, and I haven't been able to make it there. Of course, then I want to go north to Cloudland Canyon, and this is kind of all of this is kind of hugging the Alabama-Georgia border. You know, I've always gone up the Alabama, I mean the Georgia spine, but I always do I-75, you know, and I've seen it so many times, you know, being there, done that so many times, that I wanna take a different route, and maybe Western Georgia might be a better route, especially now that I'm more familiar with RVing and road tripping. Before, so sometimes I was kind of afraid to take like this less explored roads, but I'm more confident now. Of course, I would love to visit, go back to Red Top Mountain, which is just north of Atlanta, kind of northeast of Marietta. Carterville is the closest town, and maybe visit my Georgia side of the family, on my wife's side. And then, of course, the idea is, I don't know, I might go near Asheville, to Waynesville, to visit my friend Roberto Gomez. He's the band leader. When we had the salsa band, he used to be the band leader. He used to get all the contracts, the manager, and all that. And he was the one who recruited me into the band originally. So I would like to visit him. You know, he's staying there with his daughter and his family, and it's and he loves it there, actually. So we've been talking on the telephone, and you know, I want to pay a quick visit, social distance visit, and then from there maybe cross the Smoky Mountains, you know, the usual drive up to Klingman's Dome. I'll probably just drive through Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, maybe, and drive through Knoxville, and then start heading pretty much straight west. I don't know if I'm going to do Kansas City. I would love to do Kansas City, but I'm afraid to do cities with the current situation. Cities are not places to be enjoyed as before, you know. So I might wait for all this whole pandemic thing to end, or to be as dissipated as possible, to visit big cities. Like Kansas City is like the one big city in the Midwest that I haven't visited, I think. And then work my way north, you know, hugging that border between Nebraska and Iowa. And, you know, and I want to visit northern Minnesota, of course. As you guys know, if you have been listening, I want to visit the headwaters of the Mississippi River. Everybody has said to me that the northern part of Minnesota is beautiful, so I want to explore that. And and the Wisconsin Dells, maybe on the way back, I don't know. Because then I want to go west into North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And if I can make it to Montana, to Glacier National Park, that would make the trip complete. And then on the way back, it all depends what states are more open than others, you know. Because, you know, I don't want to infringe on any laws or anything like that. And then make my way back eventually to the Northeast. I haven't decided yet, but if there is a Hershey RV show this year, I want to attend. That's a fun show to attend, because that's the show where all the manufacturers debut their units for the first time in the year. And you know, if there's gonna be like the 2021 models, that's where they come out first. Any innovations? And I'm really curious to see what Leisure Travel Vans, the other one, Pleasure Way, is gonna be doing. I'm really curious to see what they're gonna be doing with the Plateau line. And as you know, I'm kind of like that kind of B plus kind of person. I'm kind of an enthusiast, and that's probably sometime in the future. I might want to move up to something like that, and the Plateau line was always one of my favorites. I have a feeling they might be moving to the Ford Transit chassis. A lot of people are doing that. I know Leisure Travel Vans is doing it. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm keeping my eyes peeled. Now I think we can move into some of your mail, since I already kind of told you, I mean, in a nutshell, what the summer road trip is going to be. In the fall, of course, I want to do New Hampshire and Vermont, and maybe linger up in the Northeast a little bit until the turning of the leaves. And then I wanted to come back to South Florida, taking a more coastal way, maybe, you know, and finally add Maryland and maybe a little bit of Connecticut to my map. You know, places that I added to the map because I drove through there, and I went to a restaurant but I haven't really visited. So we'll do those. Yep, summer 2020 series coming soon here. And now we're going to listen to some of your voicemail. But first, get on the road with Amazon Camperforce. We have work camper jobs in a variety of cities that offer competitive wages and paid campground fees up to $550 per month. You'll also be able to earn a completion bonus and be part of a community that'll keep coming back year after year. Amazon is committed to keeping safety top of mind for its employees, and approved sites are open for selection now. All you have to do is go to amazon.com/camperforcedream today to learn more and pick your site for the season. That's amazon.com/camperforcedream altogether. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer, and I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. And in case you don't know, if you are listening to in an app, I think you can swap on the album art, and the show notes will show up. Otherwise, it's travelingrobert.com/podcast/0145, which is this episode 145. And I want to thank Amazon Camperforce for sponsoring this episode. Now let's listen to some of your mail, and today is going to be a slightly shorter episode of the podcast, but hopefully next week I'll have some stories from the road to share with you guys, more email, and perhaps an interview or two. But for now, without further ado, let's listen to some of your voicemail.
Hello, I was just wondering what nationality that Robert is. I know that he's like somewhere like South American, Mexican, maybe Cuban.
Hi, yes, thank you. Thank you for your message. And, well, technically, nationality, I'm an American citizen, naturalized. But, yeah, of course, I was born in the island of Cuba. And it came, how long has it been? It's going to be 32 years this year. Yeah, December 13th. All right, let's hear another voice message here on the speak pipe.
Hey, Robert, good morning. Tommy here in Connecticut. I have two quick questions as we get ready for a family road trip. Number one, what nav system do you use? I noticed that it welcomes you into each state, and I use Apple Maps and Waze, and it doesn't do that for us. And also, we were really curious as to what drone you use. Thanks for all the great videos. Keep up the great work. And thank you again from your Cuban friends in Connecticut.
Hey, Tommy, Cuban friends in Connecticut. Thank you for your message. The drone question is probably the one that I get asked the most. And it's kind of old by drone standards these days. It's a DJI Mavic Pro. DJI Mavic Pro, I've had it for about 3 years now, which is like a decade in drone years. Now for the nav system, I keep it simple. For the most of the time, I use Google Maps, which maybe I shouldn't, but I do. And 90% of the time, especially if you're going on interstates and you don't anticipate going into any big cities or things like that, it works fine. But for example, if I go to the northeast now that's the only area of the country really that I find intimidating, because it's the older part of the country, of course, and there are more like low clearance overpasses and that kind of thing. So that's the only thing that would really compel me to there are apps that are meant for truckers, but they work for RVers. But I'll probably get a dedicated one, and I'm thinking I might get a Garmin. I have to talk to our friends at Techno RV and see what they recommend these days. By the way, if you want to get anything technology wise for your RV, I mean, there's always Amazon, and I have a bunch of Amazon links in my video descriptions. And a link here in the podcast show notes. But I'm an affiliate with Techno RV, and they are very nice. They provide the training, and they have great customer service. You know, it's all based here in America. The great folks from Alabama, Eric and Tammy Johnson. So check them out at travelingrobert.com/technoRV. And of course, if you buy it from them, I get a little bit of a cut, you know, which is... it's always good. They have TPMS, tire pressure monitoring systems, which by the way, I'm testing a new one here that Winnebago sent me, and I'll let you guys know what it is like. Did I say that at the beginning of the podcast? You know, I recorded part in the morning, I'm now part in the evening, so I'm all confused. In any case, let's listen to the next message here.
Hey, Robert, you got a new fan, my husband and I, and we're ordering your CD because we are addicted to the music. Watching your show during the COVID, and it's giving us some sanity. Thanks, Robert.
You're very welcome, and I'm glad. You know, I'm glad I'm able to provide some sanity. And believe me, I get affected by these things too, and I'm getting a little bit of that cabin fever now after over 2 months here. But this weekend we are taking. The new trailer, which I called, as you know, Minitini 2, the new Micro Mini 1708 FB, we're taking it for its maiden voyage, because that 4-day trip from Indiana to South Florida doesn't really count now, does it? By the way, this afternoon I practiced hitching and unhitching, because, you know, I'm kind of rusty, first of all, and second of all, I'm testing this new hitch. I mean, they all work on a similar principle, and I'm going to talk about that in more depth in an upcoming episode. You know how weight distribution works and the different ways different hitches deal with sway, which it's really fascinating to some points. Some of them are really elaborate, like the Pro Pride, and some of them are refreshingly simple, like this Husky that I got. And you know, they all have different results, but the Husky, you know, I it's a little more involved, the hitching and unhitching, compared to the Pro Pride, but it's not bad. I'm getting used to it. I practiced a couple of times, and you'll see that in a video soon. By the way, this Sunday I'm going to publish. Well, it's this Sunday. My first video of Michigan is going to be a three-parter Michigan. In the first episode, of course, we're going to visit the Upper Peninsula, parts of the Upper Peninsula, not the whole thing, but mainly Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. I always forget. I always want to say National Park or National something else. It's at the Pictured Rocks. I tasted a pasty, which is like a local delicacy. See, it's like a... It's basically a stew inside a pastry, but it's delicious. And then I went down to St. Ignace, and I took the ferry to Mackinac Island, which that's going to be a future video after the Upper Peninsula video. And then, of course, the Lower Peninsula, which more about that later. But I'm going to give you a preview of the Mackinac Island video, because I composed a new tune. Not really. It's a variation of Rachmaninoff. You know, the theme from that movie is it's a rhapsody on a theme of Paganini by Rachmaninoff, and I called it Grand Hotel, because that's where the movie. What movie? Somewhere in Time. The movie Somewhere in Time, which was filmed in Mackinac Island. The movie came out in 1980. So without further ado, here's Grand Hotel. And of course, as always, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.